Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. Please give it a look. All these radio files are there in MP3. We also have a host of Bible videos that are 30 minutes in length on various topics, and a host of other Bible-related material that will aid you in your study of God's Word. At the end of our broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods of the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. We want nothing from you. Just come with an open Bible and an open mind and let us study about God together and see you need to have Him in your life. We have been discussing the deity and the humanity of Jesus. We are looking at the evidence of the fulfilled prophecies. We want to continue along that thought this morning by looking at some more of the prophecies that are contained in the scriptures. Now understand, there are over 330, and we're not going to look at all 330, but we're going to look at a few more this week in order to make the point that He is deity and the Son of God because He fulfilled the prophecies. In Psalms chapter 2, in verse number 7, it says, I will declare and decree, the Lord has said to me, you are my son, today have I begotten you. The promised one would be Jehovah's son. He would be the anointed king. And the heathen would not be able to separate from God from him being anointed. We see this fulfilled and mentioned in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 5 and 6. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Scripture says, and again, excuse me, for which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. But when he again says, the firstborn in the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. He would be God's son. That is a fulfillment of the prophecy that he would be the anointed of God. That makes him the Son of God. Next, we want to look at Psalms chapter 16. Psalms chapter 16, verse number 8 through 10. The psalmist wrote, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand and shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh shall also rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Shiloh, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Notice, he would not allow his Holy One to see corruption. Now, let us turn to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost. We read in the first sermon given on the day of Pentecost, we see that Peter makes reference to this prophecy. It begins in verse number 27 of Acts chapter 2. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life, and you will make me full of joy in your presence. Now again, what he meant and what the prophet meant is that Jesus would not remain in the grave, that his body would not decay, that it would not return to dust, that he would overcome the grave. He would not be left in Hades. And we know that he wasn't, because he was risen on the first day of the week in Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 through 6. Next, we see in Psalms chapter 22, the psalmist gives a prophecy concerning the death of Jesus and how he would die on the cross. We see, let me read just some of it. But am I a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by people? All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake their head and say, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. let him deliver him, since he delights in him. That is fulfilled in Matthew 27, verse 43. I am being poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. He is melted. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of the death. That is fulfilled in John 19, verse 28. For the dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They divide my garments among them. And for my clothing, they cast lots. That's a fulfillment of Matthew 27 and verse number 35. So we see that all of those things were fulfilled that were prophesied in Psalms 22. They were prophesied on the day of the crucifixion of Christ upon the cross. In Psalms chapter 45, it describes the marriage of the Messiah to his bride. Fairer than the children of men, verse 2. The Mighty One, in verse 3. To the Messiah God, in verse 6. And his throne is forever, in verse 6. He anointed him with the oil of gladness. That is fulfilled in Acts 2. Verse 29 through 33 on the day of Pentecost that we read last week. And we also see that in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 8 and 9. Next, we want to see that the reign of the promised Messiah was described in the Psalms in chapter 110, verses 1 through 4. Chapter 110, verses 1 through 4. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool. And the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauty of holiness, from the womb of the morning, and from the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn with an oath, and he will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. This is fulfilled in Hebrews chapter 5. Verses 6 through 10, the Lord said to my Lord. Jesus used this text to confuse the Jews when he was discussing with them his deity in Matthew chapter 22. Let me read you part of that. In Matthew 22, he makes reference to this in verse number 41. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 41. And when the Pharisees gathered together, Jesus asked them, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? They said, he's the son of David. Then he said to them, how then does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare to question him any more. You see, David could call him Lord because he was his Lord. And we know that also from in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, because he is sitting on the throne of David. Matthew chapter 1 ties his genealogy to both Abraham and to David. He is the order of Melchizedek. His reign is everlasting. It is not limited by time. Read Hebrews 5, verse 6 and chapter 7, verse 1, and chapter 8, verse 4. Next, we see the prophecy of his government would be upon his shoulders in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. He would be wonderful counselor. He'd be the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We read in Hebrews chapter 1 that he is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. In Matthew 28, verse 18, we read that he has all authority in heaven and earth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22 through 26, we see that he's reigning at the right hand of God, and he is on the spiritual throne of David. Another prophecy fulfilled from Isaiah 9 and verse 6. And then we have the suffering servant in Isaiah 53. In Isaiah 53, in verse 7 and 8, he would give no defense when he was brought before the authorities, We see that fulfilled in Matthew 7, 63 and 64, and in John 19 and verse 9. He bore our sins on the tree in verse 4 and 5. We see that fulfilled in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, and he became sin who knew no sin in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. His grave was with the rich. That's what Isaiah 53, 9 says. And in Matthew 27, he was buried in the rich man Joseph of Arimathea's tomb in chapter 27, verse 57 through 60. Again, the suffering servant of Isaiah is Jesus Christ, the Lord. And then we see in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44 and 45, that his kingdom would be established in the days of the Roman Empire. And that kingdom would have no end. While in the Babylonian captivity, Daniel foretold the Lord's kingdom would come in the fourth world kingdom in Rome, never to be destroyed, and would be greater than all the kingdoms of men. We see it fulfilled in Acts 2, verse 1 through 4. We see it in Luke 2 through 1, when we see that the time frame is Caesar Augustus, and he ruled in the days of Rome, and that was when Mary and Joseph took Jesus to be registered. And in John 18, verse 36, we see Jesus told Pilate his kingdom was not of this world. And we see in 1 Corinthians 15, 24 through 26, at the end of time, he's going to give the kingdom back to his Father. And last, we want to look at Daniel 7, verse 7, 13 and 14. Daniel 7, 13 and 14. Listen to Daniel describe an event that's coming that we can see fulfilled in Acts chapter number 2. In Acts chapter 1. In Daniel 7, verse 13 and 14. Acts 7, 13 and 14. I was watching in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days. They brought him near before him, and he was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, and all peoples and nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. When is that fulfilled? In Acts chapter 1. In Acts chapter 1, verse 9. And when he had spoken those things, while they watched, he was taken up in the cloud and received out of their sight. And while they steadfastly looked towards heaven, he went up in the cloud. Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in like manner as you have seen him go. He went into heaven. That's a fulfillment of Daniel chapter 7, 13 and 14, when he came before the Ancient of Days. What was he given? He was given his glory. He was given dominion, authority, and power. And he was given a kingdom. That was prophesied by Daniel in Daniel 7. It was fulfilled by Christ when he went back to heaven in Acts 1, verse 9 through 11. So you see, prophecy. We have looked at a number of prophecies, and all of them were fulfilled by Jesus Christ. And if we had the time, we could look at all 330 prophecies, and we would know that all of them, every one of them, was fulfilled in Christ. What does that prove, ladies and gentlemen? It proves he is and was the Son of God.